The floors were polished to brilliance, and the gathered faithful were dressed in their festive best, but none finer than the infant children who received baptism from the church today through the ministry of the Bishop of Rome, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI.
Cari genitori, patrini marini, cari fratelli e sorelle.
What, asked Pope Benedict, do we expect from baptism? What do we hope that it will give to our children?
Voi avete dato una risposta.
Speaking directly to the parents and godparents of those he was about to baptize, Pope Benedict said, "You have given an answer to this question already. You want eternal life for them. None of us can give them life eternal, so we turn to the Lord who can and does give that gift." The Pope said baptism grants eternal life by admitting those who receive the sacrament into a special society of friends, whose members see each other ever faithfully through life and death, and will never abandon any of its members because this society is God's very own family, which carries eternal life inside itself. Baptism is the gift of eternal life in the fraternal friendship of God's people, said Pope Benedict. In order to become friends with someone who offers his friendship, said the Pope, we must accept his offer. Deciding thus to be friends, we must reject all that is incompatible with friendship. Pope Benedict said that the no we say to the devil is the same no that the earliest followers of Christ bravely spoke to the prevailing culture of their times. That culture, said Pope Benedict, perverted the joy that God made man to experience. It made sport and spectacle of other people's suffering and treated human flesh as mere merchandise.
Era il no a questi spettacoli dove la morte, la crudeltà, la violenza erano divertimento.
The Pope said that in our time, too, there is perversion of joy. There are the devil's empty promises of sexuality without responsibility, love without sacrifice. There are the illusory pleasures of drugs and other diversions with which the devil tries to fool us. There is in our time, said the Pope, a culture so-called that offers the apparent abundance of living, basing itself on hatred of truth. It cares nothing for solidarity with the poor and the suffering. It is an anti-culture, an instrument of death that turns people into playthings. On the other side of things, continued the Holy Father, there is the yes we speak at baptism, by which we accept the Lord's offer of friendship. It is the assent we give to Christ, who has defeated death forever. We say yes to God the Creator, to a creative reason that fills our lives and the whole universe with meaning. We say yes to Christ, to God who did not remain hidden but who has a name, who has spoken to us, who has body and blood. And we say yes to the communion of the Church. In a word, said Pope Benedict, we say yes to the Ten Commandments, which are not so many prohibitions, but are the true expression of the meaning of life.
Si esprime nei dieci comandamenti che non sono un pacco di proibizioni, di no, ma in realtà sono una visione di vita.
The Ten Commandments teach us true philosophy, said Pope Benedict. They are for us the perfect expression of the culture of life, which becomes beautifully real and concrete for us in communion with Christ, the living God, who is with us in the great family of the Church.
Così questa è la filosofia della vita, la cultura della vita.
Shortly after the conclusion of the Mass in the Sistine Chapel, Pope Benedict prayed the Angelus with the faithful gathered below his window in St. Peter's Square.
In quanto battezzati, siamo tutti figli di Dio in Cristo Gesù.
In baptism, said the Holy Father, Christians of all confessions are united in the sonship of Christ, who is Lord and Teacher for all.
Angelus Domini, nunciavit Mariae.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict addressed the English-speaking pilgrims in the square.
Today's celebration of the baptism of our Lord is a joyful reminder of the gift of our own baptism. Grateful for the new life given to us in this sacrament, may Christians always bear witness in the world to the values and truths of the kingdom of God.